Hello and welcome to our humble podcast, the T3 podcast no less, a haven for tech-obsessed louts everywhere. Coming up on this week's pitiful excuse for broadcasting, are you surrounded by gadgets? How about being buried in one? We'll discover the latest in coffin chic. E-by gum, it's the e-book, and it's about to go mainstream. Blame Sony and Waterstones for that one. We'll have the top 10 of compact gadgets, courtesy of T3.com, and find out what the hell this is. And why you'll want one. All that. And no more, you hear? You greedy gadgeteer. Joining me on this epic cast is Bien sûr, it's T3's Monsieur Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Bonjour.
Ça va, etc.
What?
Yeah, well, that's enough French for one podcast, I think. How are you doing?
Terrible. I'm still recovering from T3's summer party.
Which I missed.
I know.
It
was the best T3 party ever, and there ain't no party like a T3 party.
No, with two hog roasts.
Two hog roasts, yes.
And when
not
I say
the footballer variety. Hog,
yes, yeah. Actual, never mind.
Doing your punchline for you before you got the chance to. Yeah, so I'm going to be talking in a really dull monotone today because I'm still recovering.
That's an improvement.
Really dreary.
Now, once a week, we release you from your desk, other than for T3 parties, to rant about something or other. What's been bothering your existence this past 7 days?
Not a lot, but how can I put this? I'm bringing the hate, but I'm doing it rather late, because I used a Windows Vista PC for the first time, really.
The first time this week?
Well, I use Apples at work, and I've got an Apple at home. But I have had for quite a while, but I've never really used it or in any meaningful way, a PC laptop at home. And that's got Vista on it. And everything that everybody says about it is true.
You're a bit late with this one, Duncan, as
I know,
you say.
I'm extremely late. But then again, everything that happens in Vista also takes a very long time, I've noticed.
The so first exciting thing...
It fits
that,
with that.
You know where they promised the wow?
Yeah.
Well, the first wow moment, bearing in mind I've been using Vista for about 6 months, I noticed that when you on the little bar at the bottom, when you hover over a minimized program, it shows a little preview window of something. I noticed for the first time after about 6 months that the preview window is live. So anything that's happening on that screen, it shows you in miniature.
That's very useful.
Yeah, so that was my first wow. It only took 6 months.
Yeah, my first wow was, wow, this is taking a bloody long time to get started. I can't believe I've been sat here for 10 minutes while it installs a load of updates.
Yes, yes.
Tries to find my Wi-Fi connection.
My coffee consumption has increased since installing Vista on the count of every time you start it up, you need to go and get a coffee.
And it really crashes as well.
Really? Properly... Mine hasn't.
Oh, mine? My God, all the time. I've only used it. I use it for about half a day, and it crashed 3 times. Something about the USB bus... exploding or something, and then some other really terrifying looking message.
Good.
Well, another time it just turned itself off for no reason at all that I could work out.
Oh, well, that's just Microsoft normal.
Okay.
Yeah. Normal well, we would have been quite topical if we'd done that about 6 months ago, but there we go.
But that's how easy my week has been.
There we are.
All I've had to be annoyed about is archaic operating system. Yep.
Now, coffin chic. Once upon a time, a scrap of sackcloth was the last word in luxury. But nowadays, it's not enough to just go to your grave surrounded by polished mahogany or even that eco-biodegradable cardboard stuff. Nope, for today's corpse, nothing but a themed coffin will do. T3.com has, of course, obliged.
Yes, it
Duncan?
Has.
Yeah, what inspired all this morbidity?
What's inspired it? Somebody sent us a press release about how people are... customizing their coffins, or is there a company that customizes
creativecoffins.com?
Creativecoffins.com
are the people you speak of, I think.
Yes, and we think it's a great idea.
And we're
all very keen on death here at T3. And your thing is, when you start talking about the subject of death and coffins, it can get a bit morbid.
Yes,
literally, and but yeah, you know, everybody's got to go sometime, so why not have some fun with it?
Yeah, and these chaps will create any coffin design you desire.
Yeah, Y-shaped one for Jordan.
Ah,
etc.
Yes,
fill in your own joke here.
There we go. But more to the point, the pattern you want.
Yeah,
so you can have a custom paint job.
I know, which is pimp my coffin. Nice. It's nice to go out making...
Pimp my last ride.
Yeah. Hey, very good. It's good to go out with a bang in that way. I just think once you're sort of 10 feet under, nobody's really going to appreciate
Still,
the efforts that you put
funeral,
into it.
Still, at the funeral, everyone will get a good look at your
Yeah, they'll love that.
Yeah.
They'll put aside the fact that they're upset that you're dead to be like,
oh, nice coffin, though.
Not only is our friend or relative dead, but he's got a really gaudy taste in coffin decals.
Well, speaking of which, T3 has been coming up with a few ideas. Mm. iPhone?
Yeah. I'm sure people will be being buried in those in the not so distant future.
Yeah. I have to say, the website has actually been melting because of the number of hits this has been getting. Yeah.
No, I can see how people would go for it. Because, I mean, I suppose that people are like, well, that's going out in a classy way, isn't it? That's like designer.
It actually kind of looks all right. Yeah. I'm no Apple fanboy, but, you know, if I had to be.
If Apple applied their design aesthetic to coffins.
Apple don't design coffins, but if they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
it just works.
Grand Theft Auto. Remember that one?
See that one. What was on that? Was that the Grand Theft Auto
logo? It just looked like
a
Grand Theft Auto box.
From...
Yeah, there wasn't much imagination put into that one, I don't think.
Okay.
Vista.
Do you have to keep on being dug up again every 5 minutes? Or it takes 3 days to bury you?
This one actually looked quite classy, really.
Okay.
Because it was just the Vista background sort of wrapped around. So that kind of, you know, nice sort of, I don't know, how would you even describe that? A kind of array. Sort of thing, greeny, blue,
yeah,
turquoisey array.
Abstract.
Yeah, look quite classy.
Squidge.
And of course, you know, people do say about Vista over my dead body.
Hey! Well, I certainly do, yeah, after.
And of course, for the retro gamer, the SNES controller.
Oh, that's cool.
Hmm. Although it doesn't quite
have. With shoulder buttons.
The way T3.com's done it, it's just a normal coffin shape. If they'd done it the actual shape of the SNES controller.
Yeah, because I was going to say, can you have it in any shape you like? Or is
I don't
it just.
Know.
The,
I'm sure, you know,
the classic
if you
coffin
swung
shape.
Them enough money, creative coffins would get creative.
Yeah, because that would be even better.
So which of these would you go for?
Well, none of them, of course. But if you were to twist my arm, I suppose the Apple one.
The Apple one?
Yeah.
Now, there's two Apple ones.
Mind you, it'll be like.
There's the iPhone one or the MacBook Pro one.
Oh, well, that one was pretty good as well. But no, I thought the iPhone one was
the iPhone.
My favourite
okay.
one.
Well, do you know which is the most popular?
I would imagine the iPhone one.
No, surprisingly.
Oh, okay.
It was the SNES controller, which I was surprised about.
Okay, no, that sort of makes sense as well.
Hmm. Okay.
Very good. Fondly remembered console, that, not least by me.
Absolutely. Yes. Pilot Wings and Mario Kart.
F-Zero for me. Every time.
Zero.
Still the best music in computer games
that
ever.
That could be your funeral sort of
yeah,
march.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
Thing.
Well, what a rapid funeral. He's suddenly digging out the grave in sort of Benny Hill-style speeded-up motion.
It could be the way forward. Now, from bodies to books. E-books, I mean. Yes, since the 15th century, the printed word has served mankind just fine, but that's not pleased the likes of Sony, which has just announced that its e-book reader will be coming to the UK courtesy of Waterstones.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say finally, Duncan.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Mm.
We've been hearing good reports of it from overseas, and now finally we plucky Brits. It's like bananas after the war.
Yes.
Yes, we have e-books.
And it's kind of stolen the march on Amazon's Kindle, somewhat.
Well, if you snooze, you lose.
Mm, because Kindle's been going great guns in the States.
I know. I don't. Well, I mean, obviously, Amazon, for some reason, thinks that America is a bit slightly bigger market than Britain or something. I don't know. Don't know what they think they're playing out there.
I imagine that. But, you know, I would have thought. Because the place you read books is on public transport.
Yep.
We use public transport, unlike Americans.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Ergo.
I suppose, I mean, British people, I think, statistically read an awful lot of books compared
Absolutely.
To... We read more newspapers than anybody else in the world. And I don't know if we read more books than everybody else in the world, but we certainly read more books than most countries in the world.
Mm.
And maybe they've held back on bringing it over here because they just think people are too attached to paper books and wouldn't
Possibly.
Be into...
what with our conservative traditional ways and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I think people might need some convincing with the e-book reader, but it is very
well,
good.
Joe,
our
Adventures in Tech Man, mm-hmm. Has been giving it a whirl, and he seemed rather impressed, actually.
Yeah.
His words were, when we first unboxed it, we thought it had one of those see-through... He's very... what's the word? Oh, never mind.
Eloquent?
Thank you.
Is that the word you're
Which
looking
is
for,
what
Dan?
I am not. There we are. When we first unboxed it, we thought it had one of those see-through plastic covers on it, before we realised... It was the actual e-ink screen.
Yeah.
It just looks like text on a page, which I suppose is the point.
Yeah, it's
But that
it's
is impressive.
Like white. It's not too white in that kind of like, you know, dazzlingly white computerized way. They've
But they're neither a cheap paperback books.
No, exactly. That's the thing. It's got the slight dullness to it that, because you don't want to have your eyes blasted with like white neon, but you do obviously want to be reading black out of white in a very clear way. It's a brilliant bit of design, really. It's a great, it's a great gadget, and it's not trying to be all things to all people by any means. It just does one thing really, really well.
Really, they've spent quite well.
They've spent a lot of time trying to make an LCD display or OLED display. I'm not even quite sure what it is. Look exactly like a page of printed text.
E-ink,
and they've pulled it off.
Yeah, and it can store 160 books.
Yep.
Enough battery life to read War and Peace four times over. Which
interesting statistic. Depends how fast you read, I imagine. But,
well, no, because it doesn't use any battery, just displaying a page. You see.
Oh, that's right. You can yank the batteries out. And
absolutely.
It'll still,
yeah, and it still has the page there. So it's the page turning that that causes the battery to.
Funny enough, that was the one slightly disappointing thing about it, which is it's not interminable by any means, but it takes slightly longer than you would necessarily want for the page to turn. Mm. And you have to press a button, which I thought was a missed trick, because you should really have a little leafy thing, a touchscreen-y thing, so you get the sort of tactile element as well.
No doubt Nintendo will come up with something.
Yeah, probably.
It arrives in September. Will you be rushing to Waterstones to get one, 200 quid?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't... The problem is that there is already a very, very good way of reading books, and it's called buying books. but then again, the trend at the moment is for ever bigger and more epic sort of volumes.
So maybe this is the answer.
It's like, yeah, because it's a very neat little thing. Mm. And it hardly got any Sony branding on it as well. It's not at all your normal Sony product. It's just got a kind of, it looks like a book, basically. Sort of leverette cover, and then you open it and the screen's there. It's classy. There's
very
not enough
like
class
us.
In the gadget world, and
absolutely.
This is a classy product.
Yeah, whereas iPhone coffins, less classy.
Arguably not so classy.
Okay, well, as we know, the world is running out of space. Soon we won't be able to move for discarded Daisy Wheel printers, Creative DAP jukeboxes, and Atari STs. The solution is, of course, smaller tech. T3.com's been giving a rundown of the best in tiny gadgetry. Do you have the list before you?
I don't have the list before me, but I did look at it.
Useless.
I can remember what most of them are.
I do. And the top one, well, actually they weren't in any order, but it was the HP Mini Note.
I think that may have been a we're in a hurry to get this up on the website. Mm.
It is small.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it in the top 10.
I'm afraid you'd have to take this up with the editorial people responsible. But the EPC or something would be the obvious thing.
Yes, well, that was on there. So, top marks for the EPC being on there. LG Secret, again, odd choice. This is the 5-megapixel camera phone.
Yeah, I think it was working on the basis of it being a fairly small phone,
thin.
But also a fairly small 5-megapixel camera. So because it's both of them, it's like small squared. I guess that's how that's meant to work. The Toco is pretty thin as well, and that looks...
Yeah,
that is like a really tiny camera.
I would have gone for that, because it's like the iPhone, but smaller.
Yeah, and it also, from the back, it looks like a really stylish camera.
Okay, well, we'll swap out the LG Secret for the Toco and perhaps come up with something
when
else
I get back to my desk,
for the Mini
Note.
As I say, they aren't in any order, so I thought we could oblige. What is your top micro gadget, would you say?
That's a tricky one, because I don't really like
Creative
the...
Stone Plus, that sort of thing? Or
It would have been the EPC in its original incarnation.
The 701?
Yeah, I'm now so confused by the plethora of imitators and new E1s, and also the fact the prices of all of them have gone up, because the great thing about the 701 is you could basically buy it...
For peanuts.
They might as well have given it away with cornflakes, do you know what I mean? And although, obviously, it's not an amazingly powerful computer, just the sheer cheapness of it was just...
And it's so on its groundbreaking prowess, the E... You're going for?
The original E.
Yeah, the original.
That's not.
I was going to say
the original Nano, actually, because I think the Nano is in there,
cool,
isn't it?
Well. Yeah, the Nano is in there.
I mean, new one's nice. The new one's a good product, but it doesn't really look very good. I don't think that sort of squatness doesn't sit very well. And also, who, to be honest, wants to watch video on something that size?
It is a bit small.
It's kind of pointless. The previous one had a nice screen, didn't bother with video, had a better form factor, as I believe design people say. And
that would be your choice.
Yes.
I was going to say the DS Lite, but then I thought...
It's not that small.
Well,
it's small compared to the DS, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, then I thought how little I've actually played with it lately, despite being on several long-haul flights and a train journey to Stirling.
I know what you mean. I do love the DS.
Perfect occasions to
use it. I have
to say,
the only thing I've used it for recently has been cooking.
Oh, Cooking Mama?
With the... Cooking Mama.
The other one.
I don't even know what it's called. It's got a really long name.
I know exactly what you mean. I played with it at Taste in Regent's Park in London.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's brilliant. Yes, I like it.
The only problem is it can't really hear you when you're talking to it because it's got voice activated controls.
Mm.
Yeah, every time you chop an onion, it moves on to the next page because it thinks you're saying go on to the next page.
Right. Well, I thought I would instead go with Isobot, which for £200 is the world's smallest humanoid robot in production.
Is it a nanobot?
It's not quite that small. No.
Self-replicating grey goo.
No, but it is quite cool.
All the kids love that.
Yeah, and it can, you know, do all the things.
I don't know. I've seen the. Oh no, I have seen the Isobot. I've only seen photographs of it, so I didn't appreciate how small. How? What size is it?
Well, it's the world's smallest. It's small.
Thanks.
Yeah, there we go.
Impeccable research.
Use your imagination. well, that's that sorted. earlier, I promised to reveal what this is.
So you getting up in the morning?
It is, in fact, Britain's 700 brake horsepower electric lightning sports car. Now you'll notice. That's quite short.
Bit like the TARDIS.
Yeah, that's because it's the only audio in existence, it seems, of this car.
Okay.
In that there's lots of video of it, but that's all the audio that's on the video. There's lots of video of it showing doing sweeping turns, things like that, and then they give you 0.4 seconds of... So what I've done...
That is a fairly horrific noise.
I've slowed it down. Let's see. There we go.
There we are, Brian Eno record. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for that audio representation of a new electric car.
It doesn't really help, does it?
No.
But, I know you're not known for your four-wheeled prowess.
I think that's fair to say, yeah. When I went go-karting last week, I came fourth from last. And
horrifically injured yourself.
Injured my hand.
Yes. So does this interest you?
Yeah, kind of. Electric cars are interesting, particularly if they make noises like that.
Well, it's 700 brake horsepower.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. Okay. Yes, very good, actually. Does 0-60 in 4 seconds.
That sounds fast.
Yes, that is fast. Your usual sort of, I don't know, Ford Focus is probably about 10-ish or
right,
something.
Right, okay.
And has a top speed of 150 miles per hour, which I suppose isn't supercar, you know, but
it's more than
electric
twice
car,
the speed limit
impressive.
In this country, so I think.
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, you can take it to the Autobahn in Germany and rip.
Yeah, they'd love it over there.
Yeah.
I bet Kraftwerk have all ordered theirs.
It looks kind of like an Aston Martin Vanquish. If you
is that good?
That is good also. And a pretty
that's like a type of car, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. A pretty big departure from, you know, the G-Wiz? That's
yeah,
the one
yeah.
you've probably seen knocking
well,
around.
Well, most electric cars, yeah.
They just look ridiculous, don't
but
they?
What's this going to retail for?
Well, when I tell you the deposit is 15,000.
Okay. Pounds or euros? Or
pounds. Mm. Okay. It is, no, it's a British car, this.
Oh, is it?
Mm, yeah.
Sorry, like I said, I'm still recovering from the party on
that's
Tuesday.
Okay, that's okay. But aside from looking like attention. An Aston Martin Vanquish, the real breakthrough on this, I think, is the battery.
Okay.
Because...
Good battery life.
Well, yeah. Well, quite. Because most cars take about 14 hours overnight to just charge up, which is pretty useless, and then have some sort of pitiful range. But this can charge in 10 minutes and have 200 miles.
How?
Well, it's some new super-powered charging.
Okay, that's pretty
That's
impressive.
Why it's called the Electric Lightning. But the downside is you'll need to go to special charging places.
I was going
to
say, there's no way you could do that off of mains.
Yeah, if you do that at home, it'll kind of blow everything.
Yeah. Well, it just wouldn't be possible.
No.
You'd have the 14-hour thing. Yeah, it must be some kind of, like, Iron Man weaponry, basically.
But 10 minutes is impressive. I mean, that's still longer than it would take to sort of go to the petrol pumps. And.
Yes, true, but at least you don't have to remortgage your house to charge the car
up, very,
presumably.
True.
Yes. Oh, well, that's impressive.
Okay,
next time I've got £200,000 or whatever lying around, I'll be straight out to
well,
one of
well,
these.
Well, the other new electric car this week is from Norway, which is the Think City. So let's have a listen to that.
Yeah, that just sounds like a car.
Yeah, there's actually a bit of a sort of tyre screeching there.
That didn't sound like, I can't even think of anything to compare the other one to, that sort of noise.
Yeah, well, if you want some comparison, this is the Audi R8 that we featured a while back.
Nice, yes.
Petrol does give you a bit of a better sound.
It does, yeah. That is a problem with electric cars. I was quite nearly mown down by a Prius the other day, and that's not even, you know,
because they're
hybrid,
so quiet.
But they are so quiet, and I don't really look what I'm doing before stepping out into the road.
Yes.
And lo and behold, there was a, kind of rich hippie.
That is a good point. Perhaps there'll be legislation to make them emit some sort of beep or something. I don't know.
I think they should.
Or perhaps a man to walk in front of them with a red flag.
I think that'd be brilliant. It has to, like, play a recorded voice going, I am driving a hybrid car. I am driving a hybrid car. Everybody who owns those cars would like to have that, let's face
it.
That
is true, actually.
Just to let people know. I'm saving the planet. What are you doing? Like a sort of ice cream van's chimes.
Ice cream van, that, there we go.
That's although they're being banned, apparently, by
what?
Politically correct killjoys in Worcester.
Oh, that's a nonsense. Well, anyway, the Think City, it probably is more your style, actually. 65 miles an hour top speed.
Yeah, sensible.
0 to 30 in 6.5 seconds.
Well, that's fine. That's faster than I can do it.
126 mile range, which isn't hot. But it's 95% recyclable.
Good.
So, you know, when you're done with it,
yeah,
just take stick it in your green bin.
Well, presumably you'd have to sort of split it up into all its component
parts. I'm sure
parts
there is something more technical than merely just putting it in your green bin.
No, but that is a good thing, because another thing about electrical cars and hybrid cars in particular is although they give the impression of being very eco-friendly, their carbon footprint is actually quite large if you take into account all the energy that goes into making them.
And then the electricity
the fact
generation.
That, well, no, and then when they reach the end of their life... Mm. That's it. It's a big pile of scrap. Nothing in them can be recycled, pretty much.
Well, there you go.
So good on you, Norwegians. Mm.
And the other thing about this, it's actually been tested to the same standards as any other car. It's not been classed as a quadricycle.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So it doesn't collapse if you so much as
exactly.
use harsh language.
So it's got airbags, crash protection cells, ABS, seatbelt pretensioners.
Right. Well, that's good.
Mm. It will, in fact, be the first proper electric car, as opposed to
vehicle
buggy or something, on the UK streets.
Well, I think that's fantastic news. And what does it look like? A pile of crap, I'm assuming.
There's
always a fly
in
the ointment.
It's not the worst we've seen. It kind of looks like a beefy G-Wiz.
Okay.
It's just about passable.
I suppose that's the sacrifice you have to make.
Mm, there we go. So that's your next car. Or should I say your first car, possibly.
Yeah, well, if I ever get around to doing my driving test, it
there
would
we
be,
are.
Yes.
Well, that is all we legally have time for. Just a few grains in the egg timer to ask you for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, starting with the Nokia N96.
Yes, is it out yet or not?
September.
Okay. I've lost interest,
Oh,
I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
It was cutting edge when we first heard about it.
Batman, the Dark Knight thingy movie.
Oh, yes. Isn't it? No, sorry. I was going to make a joke about Christian Bale and his mother, but I'm not going to.
The Nokia Tube, Nokia's answer to the iPhone, has appeared in it.
Okay, excellent.
There we go.
What does he use that for?
Not Batman, actually. His business partner, who I can't remember, something Fox, isn't that something?
Possibly.
Anyway, him. Cadbury's Whisper.
Don't know. They're coming back.
They've already come back. This is the point. You see, it was meant to be big and exciting. And
like Windows Vista.
Like Windows Vista, you are very much behind. And the Kaon P5.
It's a very nice PMP.
It is, actually, isn't it? But no Wi-Fi. That seems to be what everyone's saying
about
it. Yeah, annoyingly. You can add a dongle, but that just looks ridiculous.
I think what people are probably saying is, I'm not going to buy that because, like everybody else in the world, I don't want a PMP.
Mm, possibly. Well, your answers have been passed to the SATS examiners for marking. We're hoping to hear back from them sometime next year.
Hey!
Topical. But that really is all we have material for. September's T3 is on the shelves or on your doorstep if you've subscribed. Visit t3.com for all the latest and find us on iTunes under Technology. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.